I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Periods of clouds and sun today. We'll see a high near 55 degrees. The Illinois House is considering legislation meant to expand privacy rights on the internet. Two of the bills cleared procedural hurdles yesterday, but as Brian Mackey reports, they have powerful opponents.
If you spent any amount of time online, chances are you've been confronted with a long privacy policy. And if you're like most people, you scroll to the bottom and click accept without reading it. Representative Art Turner, a Democrat from Chicago, says he wants to make it easier to find out what kind of information companies are collecting from you. He says that's particularly important since President Trump and Republicans in Congress are scaling back federal protections.
Illinois is in a unique position now to provide privacy rights and that protection for consumers here.
But opponents, which include big tech companies and business organizations, say this is really being pushed by lawyers that specialize in class action lawsuits over privacy violations. I'm Brian Mackey.
This week marks 10 years since the state Senate passed Illinois' Smoke-Free Act. The act bans smoking in indoor public areas and within 15 feet of the entrance to those facilities. Senator Terry Link of Waukegan was the chief sponsor back in 2007.
And I think that we will look at this in years to come and say, I can't believe you ever were able to smoke indoors anywhere.
Meanwhile, there's a renewed push at the state capitol to raise Illinois' legal smoking age to 21. Senator John Mulroe of Chicago says the idea is to reduce the number of young people who start smoking in the first place.
There's evidence that if we can push the age from 18 to 21, the likelihood of a kid that it waits till 21, it's slim to none, or very slim, that they will even start smoking.
Hawaii and California already have similar laws. Some cities in Illinois have already adopted ordinances that raise the smoking age to 21. Efforts to overhaul the way Illinois funds public schools have been gaining momentum. Yesterday, the latest plan got the green light to be heard in the House of Representatives. In a committee hearing, both members of both parties voted yes. That's despite the fact that Representative Will Davis, a Homewood Democrat pushing the plan, chose not to provide a spreadsheet showing how much money each district would get.
You see a run for a district and you see what you think are negative numbers or reductions, and it becomes a challenge.
Davis says he'll continue to tweak the plan and provide numbers before calling it for a full vote on the House floor. Illinois is working to improve anti-hate curricula for the state's school children. Governor Bruce Rauner says the state will work with a global human rights organization to update anti-hate education across Illinois schools. The governor says the state is also tackling the problem by strengthening hate crime laws. Cloudy skies today. We'll see a high near 55 degrees. A bit of a clearing overnight tonight with a low of 40. Then tomorrow looks sunny, high 61.